now singer and composer Björk. That's evidently how you should pronounce the name, spelled B-J-O-R-K, and she's about to tell you what you must hear. In our series, You Must Hear This, musicians talk about music they love. Björk is from Iceland, and she's known for her ethereal voice and her eclectic musical style. And she tells us that she's been listening to the work of a musician from Syria.
First time I heard Omar Suleiman was on YouTube. Some people call what he plays Syrian techno. But I think what's refreshing about Omar Suleiman is just the party, and it's fun, and it's really alive and very urgent. And he's not shy of using synths and electronics and drum machines and YouTube. So he's like really eager to make something that's vibrant today, you know? I've heard interesting stories like that he has one man called Mahmoud Harbi, who is a longtime collaborator, and he writes poems for him. And when they are really warmed up and really going for it at a good dance party, Mahmoud Harbi stands next to him on stage and sort of chain smokes, and then he will whisper in his ear poetry that he's writing at the moment on the top of his head. And Omar will sing it immediately in the microphone, what he heard, and then he will run around the room and excite people all around the room. And he'll come up, and Mahmoud Harbi will whisper some more stuff into his ear. I thought that was quite an exciting way for poet and MC to work together.
That was Björk talking about one of her favorite musicians, Omar Suleiman of Syria. You can hear Björk select other songs as she plays DJ on All Songs Considered at nprmusic.org. And at that page, you can also listen to Björk's entire new album. It's called Voltaic.